lights forming all about the sky. The color of the lights is a deep blue, a beautiful coloring that's very difficult to describe in human language. Heaven must have another name for the colors, because they are a brilliance that I have never seen in coloring upon earth. Now, directly over the banner, the sky is opening up. It's just as though the clouds, which were tinged in blue and pink all about the blue lights, are blowing away like a mist. It's very difficult to explain. Now, the sky is opening up directly over the St. Michael banner. Our Lady is coming through the light. I've always called Our Lady of the Light for that reason. She's coming forward, and oh, she looks absolutely beautiful. Our Lady has on a very white gown. It's so white, I can only compare it to the sugar, our sugar, the whiteness of it. And she has a blue belting about her gown. The belt is tied very loosely and hangs down quite long. It's of a cloth. I can see it. I call it a belt, but it's like a sash more. It's so wide. A beautiful deep blue. Our Lady has her beautiful rosary about the belting on her right side. There is a covering about Our Lady's head. It's all white, and it has a tinge of gold trim. I would say about an inch of gold trim all about the outside of Our Lady's mantle. Oh, she's so beautiful. The whiteness of Our Lady's gown lights up the whole sky about her. She has that tremendous inner light coming from within her out. It's very difficult to explain. That makes it almost impossible for me to look into Our Lady's face. So beautiful. Our Lady is holding in her right hand her scapula, the very large brown scapula with the two pieces of cloth. It has no figure upon the cloth. Now Our Lady is placing the scapula about her head, over her head, and one piece is hanging down, quite far down, onto her waistline, the brown cloth. Our Lady is taking her rosary from her waistline and holding the crucifix out like this. The rosary Our Lady is holding is a beautiful rosary. The Our Father beads are golden, and the Hail Mary beads are white. And as Our Lady turns, the white beads seem to catch the colorings all about Our Lady, and it looks almost like a rainbow of color coming out from each bead. Our Lady is placing the crucifix of her rosary forward like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady is moving now over to her right and looking down and extending her rosary out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is moving backward. She doesn't walk. She's just gliding, like carried by the wind, back over the Michael banner. Now in the background, I can see the sky opening up. Father, and Michael is coming forward. He covers the whole sky. He is a tremendous size. Oh, my. Now, Michael is standing behind Our Lady, and he's carrying the golden balance in his right hand and a spear in his left. Now I hear his voice, a tremendous booming sound that seems to reverberate and vibrate through you as he talks. Listen and hearken to the words of the Queen of Heaven and Earth. She comes to all mankind to warn man of Earth that the time is growing short. Many chastisements shall be sent upon mankind to awaken him to the knowledge of his offenses against the rule of heaven. Now Our Lady is coming closer. She's standing directly above her statue. And now she is placing her first finger to her lips, which means to listen. My child and my children, I repeat myself over and over for reason. With each message and counsel I give, I pray with confidence in my heart that another poor soul will listen to my words of warning. There are many evils throughout your world now that have been created by man in his arrogance and pride. Technology and science of man has promoted diabolical machines for the destruction of mankind. I have counseled you in the past, my children, that unless you make amends, make atonement, do penance and sacrifice for the sins of mankind, you will be subjected to many trials and chastisements. The good will suffer with the bad. But know, my children, that those who suffer are victim souls, victims to the merciful heart of the Eternal Father for the sins of mankind. My children, there are many errors now being promoted throughout your world, in your schools, and in your governments, and even in my son's church, his house upon earth. These errors are given because man has given himself to Satan. Little by little, he is chopping away at the foundation. But the foundation shall not give, because my son is the foundation of his church. The walls may crack, and the rodents may enter. However, the foundation will not be removed. My children, there will be a gradual removal from the world of the earth's peoples. The sheep are being separated from the goats. My children, I must give you all fair warning now that if you conform with all of the new mods and all of the modes of the world, in the name of humanism and modernism leading to Satanism, I say unto you that you will conform and die on the vine. My son is the vine dresser. The Eternal Father is the vine. And you were all placed as branches on this vine to grow and flower and bring forth good fruit. But you have chosen to poison the waters, and you are bringing forth bad fruit. Because of this, the Eternal Father will seek to shake the vine, and all that is rotten will fall. A church in darkness wears a band of death about it. My children, parents, you have a great measure of responsibility now to teach your children in your homes. They must be given a firm foundation of faith, but the true faith, my children, not faith that has been distorted until man has brought in now doctrines of demons. My children, there is insanity from sin now in your world. Man, in his pride and arrogance and materialism, has brought about a state in which sin is becoming a way of life now, as it was in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, as it was in Noah's time. My children, you are traveling the same road. You learn nothing from your past, but commit the same errors. Only now, my children, they are far worse than in the time of Sodom, Gomorrah, and Noah. My children, the homes, the refuge for children, whatever shall become of your family life? Parents have turned from their roles as parents, giving themselves over to pleasures of the flesh, pleasure seeking, feeding themselves with all manner of corruptive influences while the soul is starving. My children, why do you not recognize the signs of your times? Why is man in his blindness calling down upon himself many chastisements, floods, earthquakes, famines, plagues, until all shall be cleansed by the ball of redemption? My children, my son has given you the way. He is the way. The rules were simple. Pastors in my son's churches, you do not read your book of life, the Bible. You are too busy committing yourselves to pleasure. You are too busy indulging your mortal appetites. You are too busy being deluded by Satan with all rules of modernism and humanism and secularism. All of the isms, my children, that are leading you to communism. Oh, my children, recognize, I repeat, the signs of your times. You are fast selling yourselves into slavery. Your governments and the governments of the world are now almost in full control of the agents of hell. The forces of 666 are firmly entrenched in your government, in the clergy, your pastors, your shepherds, your bishops. Even Satan has entered into the highest realms of the hierarchy in Rome. My children, the Council of Vatican II was started with good intent, but the doors were open to all manner of heretics, causing a slow pollution of the faith. My children, you must now awaken the pastors from their slumber. They have given themselves over now to a new religion of man. Oh, pastors, and foolish maidens of the world, those who have given themselves to vocations and then defile the rule, do you not understand and recognize that you have been deluded by Satan? The convents are closing. The churches are empty. And why? My children, I have repeated over and over that if you return to the rule and discipline as given by my son, you must now have a rule of the cross and not of man. You must read the Bible and act upon it. Cast not aside the teachings of the founders of my son's church. St. Paul, you ride and deride him. You cast him aside. And why? So that you can write and rewrite the words of your God to suit your own basic carnal human natures. My children, every man, woman, and child of conscionable age and knowledge must give an account of his actions and the manner in which he spent his time upon earth when he comes over the veil. I assure you, my children, you know not the day or the hour. Tomorrow you could leave. Within the hour you could leave. Only the Eternal Father and the Trinity knows the time of your coming. My children, listen now and act upon my counsel. The time is growing short. Satan has poisoned many minds. Satan has entered into the highest places of my son's church. It will be bishop against bishop and cardinal against cardinal, for Satan has set himself among them. There will be a battle. There is raging, my children, a battle far worse than any battle ever experienced upon earth in the past or ever will in the future. For it is a battle of the spirits, the battle between good and evil. My children, there are many armies now rising out of this chaos in my son's house. They are little armies now, but given great strength by the Spirit of God. My children, you will all be unified under the banner of faithful and true to the Eternal Father. To be faithful and true, my children, you must be of the cross and follow the cross and not one that has been made by man. You must remain true and faithful to the teachings as given to you by the founders of my son's church. In your world now of modernism and humanism, socialism, communism, secularism, all of this, my children, is leading to the unification of man into a one world religion, a one world church, and a one world government to the enslavement of mankind, creating a form of mass atheism in the world. Man is setting up false idols to worship. Money, power, materialism. My children, None of this will have any value to you when you leave this world. You must now gather and store your treasures in heaven if you want and wish to go there. These are called graces. Graces given freely for the asking. Graces for cures of the spirit before they come over the veil. My children, recognize and understand my counsel. The human body shall be left behind, but your soul, the spirit within you, is eternal and lives forever. And where shall you live when you go over the veil? The choice is yours. Will you come to us in the eternal kingdom of joy and happiness and peace and love? Or will you spend many earth years of torment and longing in purgatory to be cleansed? Or sadly, shall you be claimed by Satan, the father of all liars, the prince of darkness and damnation? The choice is yours, my children. No man shall enter into hell unless he enters there of free will. Oh, my children, your world is so mixed up. Your world and my son's church is in deep crisis. I beg you, as your mother, to listen now while there is time. Restore my son's church to its former glory. Bring back now all who have left my son's house because of disillusionment and misguidance. Unite against the enemy of your God, Satan. He now roams throughout your world. He has great power now. And the major power he receives is because man of the world is rejecting the knowledge of the supernatural. The supernatural is the spirits. If you reject this knowledge of the supernatural, then you will reject the light. Man cannot rationalize sin. Man cannot rationalize his being, which eliminates the Creator and his creation from history. My children, it is a delusion set upon the world by Satan. I ask as your mother that the clergy, bishops in Rome, must cleanse their seminaries and places of teaching. All heretics must leave. Discipline must be restored in my son's church. You will not compromise my son's faith and house. You will not condone sin with permissiveness. My children, my heart bleeds. I cry bitter tears to see the manner in which mankind has reduced my son's house of worship and adoration to a meeting place of all manner of demons and abominations. Defilement of my son's eternal body and blood.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is.
My children, unless you restore my son's house to its former glory with holiness and piety, discipline and dedication. The doors will close, for a house in darkness wears a band of death about it. My children, the gates of hell shall not prevail against my son's house. My son is always with you. If you are seeking him, he shall not abandon you, my little children. Ask and you will be given the way. Believe and you will find the light. Continue to keep a vigilance of prayer going throughout your world and the countries and nations of earth. Prayer is your strongest weapon now against the adversary. My children, I bless you all as the Father blesses you with a spirit of light. There will be many angels among you. They are forgotten by mankind, but my children, they are with you. They will help you in your struggles. And I assure you, my children, you will need their help. You will teach the little children the prayer to their guardian. Oh, angel of God, my guardian dear, for whom God's love commits you here, ever this day be at my side, to light in God, to rule in God. Amen. My children, it is a simple word of counsel, and unless you be as a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Trust and confidence in my son. Ask and you will be given the way. Our lady now is placing her crucifix out in front of her, the crucifix of the rosary, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children. You will receive many graces. Graces as numerous as the petals of the roses. Continue now, my child, with the reading of the photographs. There is much work to accomplish.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
The foundation, my child, shall be built in time. Many arms will be sent in its development.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The foundation, my child, will be called Our Lady of the Roses. Do not be concerned at this time, my child, how this will be accomplished. For I have told you in the past, and I repeat again, it will all appear before your very eyes.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Glory be to the
Lord. As the work progresses, my child, you must be most careful for your physical safety. Satan will do his utmost now to stop you. However, do not be concerned, for there will be others to carry on the mission. The sky is very pink all about the trees. It's a very beautiful colored pink, And in the center of the sky, directly over the statue, there's a tremendous light opening up. It's very difficult to explain. It's like looking into a pinpoint of light that's suddenly coming out of the sky and opening up in a circular movement until it winds and covers the whole sky. It's like a circle of light. Now, directly in the center is Jesus. He's wearing a burgundy-colored cape over his gown. Now, his gown is like a beige color, and he has a belt about it. I can't see the belt now because it's not tied to the side hanging over like a sash. No, it's just belted. And Jesus has on a pair of what appears to be brown sandals. It's sort of like thong effect. It's caught like at the toe and about his ankles. It's quite windy because Jesus' gown is blowing now as he's looking about. He's now removing his covering from his head. It was like a mantle. It's one piece, goes over his head and straight down to his feet. Now, it's hanging about his shoulders. Jesus is very full. His cape is very full. Now, Jesus is extending his hand out like this, the three fingers extended like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, for the eternal Father and the Spirit of Light. My mother has been counseling the world through countless earth years now, and preparing our children for what must come about. My mother, as a mediatrix between God and man, has traveled throughout your world, shedding tears of pity upon you. Many listen, but more, my children, have grown hard of heart. They have closed their ears and their hearts to our counsel. If you look about you now, you will find that the world is progressing into deep darkness of spirit. I repeat that a church in darkness will wear a band of death about it. The doors will close. Oh, my children, there is much error, discord, set upon the world by the evil one. Satan and his agents now are loosed in full force upon earth. The agents of 666 are in your government, in your countries, and many nations shall be steeped in bloodbaths. My children, much of the sorrow that will be sent upon mankind, much of it will come about because of his own making. The greatest loss of life, my children, will come with the explosion of a nuclear warhead upon mankind. The ball of redemption shall follow, and not much shall be left of flesh upon earth. My children, as it has been in the past, so it is today in your lifetime, that man goes on his way, not recognizing the signs of the times, and neither trying to mend his ways that offend the Eternal Father, neither trying to make restitution for the offenses against my mother and the Eternal Father. My children, there will be many warnings given to mankind one, a major merciful one, before the great chastisement. The ball of redemption approaches. It will come fast upon mankind. A heat so great that skin will dry up on the bones and blow away as if it has never been. Man will see and still not believe. So great is the sin upon earth. My children, parents, I caution you again to take full charge of the rearing of your children by good example and giving them a true foundation for their faith, by bringing to your children the knowledge of their God and the commandments of their God. There is little upon earth now, my children, little in penance and atonement in comparison to the world's millions of people to make restitution for these offenses to the Eternal Father. Little to hold back the accelerating evil and the great warnings and chastisements that will be given to mankind in an effort to awaken him from his errors and sin. These are the days spoken of and written of through countless years of earth's times. These are the latter days. And there will be a crucible of suffering. The saints shall come out of the fires of suffering. My children, all who persevere shall win their crowns. Whenever you find yourself weakening, you will say, "My Jesus, my confidence." Retain all sacramentals in your homes and do not be misled by clergy who have cast off their habits outwardly and inwardly have cast away the true light. My children, the habit was always a signification of holiness, piety, dedication. In my house, my church, but my children, do not be fooled by those who have fouled their habits. The agents of 666 now are loosed in Rome and have entered into the highest places of the hierarchy. It will be bishop against bishop and cardinal against cardinal till all that remains will come forward out of the cleansing. My children, many of those who received sainthood after they came over the veil look forward with envy to these days that you are living in, wishing in their hearts that they too could join in this final battle. My children, you will recognize the signs of your times. The evil has accelerated. Satan has poisoned many minds, even in the clergy. It is now the full responsibility of parents to be the leaders, the teachers of their children. Satan has poisoned the minds of many in the clergy, and doctrines of demons are being introduced into my house. My children, it is with great sorrow that we look upon the abominations being committed in my houses upon earth. Know now, O bishops, shepherds of my flock, that we look upon you and find you wanting. You bring about a change, and for what? You are not satisfied with the rules, so now you make rules to suit your own basic carnal nature of man? And what are you doing? But you are reforming my house? And for what? In arrogance and pride, you have placed yourself above your God? Believe, and do you believe, O clergy? Shall you stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? I say unto you, I shall spit you out as vermin into the flames. Vipers upon earth you have become. I say unto you, your days shall be counted in the few. Many of my clergy are on the road to perdition and taking many trusting souls with them. It is a knife in my heart that Satan has been allowed to enter into my church. But now my mother has been given as a mediatrix between God and man the knowledge and power from heaven to gather our armies of little saints upon earth. And it will be these people, humble, of little means, but with full hearts, who will go forward and restore my church. Know, my children, that it is a sure way of cleansing, pulling out the weeds, separating the wheat from the chaff, the sheep from the goats. All that is rotten shall fall, and my church will be renewed, but not before great trial and disaster falls upon mankind. My children, you will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country, the nations of the world. Pray that Satan does not enter and take the souls of your children in your homes. You must keep firm guard upon your household. My children, pray for your bishops, your cardinals, your clergy, because there are too few prayers and acts of atonement and penance given for them. They succumb to the wiles of Satan. Clergy, bishops, cardinals in my house, return to a life of prayer. Take yourselves out of the world. You have become seekers of pleasure, pleasures of the flesh. My children and my shepherds, you will all be judged. And shall I find you wanting? My mother has promised to be with you as I am with you until the end of time. There will be many trials set upon the world. And if you retain your sacramentals and keep your faith, you will go through these times with great courage and perseverance. I repeat, many shall wash themselves clean in the blood of the Lamb. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now a lady is coming down. She was standing over on the right side, directly over the second tree, and St. Michael. And there are many people now coming from deep in the sky. They're coming out. They're dressed in all different types of habits. They look like clerics. And I see two standing that look like, they have like these Pope's hats, you know, the beehives hats with the, like they go the three levels. And they're coming forward. And now over directly at Our Lady's right side, I can see, I know who it is. It's St. Pius X. He's smiling, but very sadly. And he's saying, keep the faith. Modernism must be cast out. Heretics must be set loose. But they cannot be retained. My children, you must listen while there is time. Restore the house of your God. Do not defile and commit abominations in the house of your God much longer, for you have been tested, and all that is rotten shall be cast out. Now Jesus is going across the sky. He's going over Trallis' side, and he's standing and looking down with his hand out like this. He's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming across the sky, and Jesus now, as they're just floating, they don't walk, they just glide across the sky. Now Our Lady is standing by Jesus. Now they're looking over. Now they're moving across the sky. We're at St. Pius X. He's standing now over by the second tree, and Our Lady and Jesus now, and Pius X, they're standing together. And now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, as the Eternal Father blesses you and sends among you the Spirit of Light. Continue with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.